Today, we are sponsored by the Cha-Cha Slide. Crisscross, reverse, reverse. Two hops this time. Everybody clap your hands. The Cha-Cha Slide. Today, we are also sponsored by Music. It's sounds that move, ear paintings for all, sometimes introduced by Ryan Seacrest. For our Safari episode, buy a song about lions. Use the code LionSeacrest10 at checkout for 10% off. That's LionSeacrest10. I am a dad, that is a joke. Music, let your ears eat something. Now on to our show. Where's Waldo? By Martin Hanford. At the Safari. There's a postcard here. It says, to Waldo hunters. Nice place, the jungle, outside. Watch it, Waldo hunters. I'm an animal lover, that's for sure. I love that hippo with its alarm clock, that lion having its mane combed, that hat-eating giraffe, those owls and glasses. Great. Waldo. Okay, there's a lot of green here. It's different than normal. It's not as crowded. And there's a lot of like grass and trees. Usually they try to pack it with red and white. But that is not the case here. There's elephants and giraffes, gorillas, monkeys. That's weird. There is deer here. There's also a garden maze, the shape of a question mark. People are going through it. Feels odd. Is that a British thing? I know Martin Hanford is British, so I don't know. Do they have safaris in England? Let's look. Just under an hour's drive from central Birmingham is West Midlands Safari Park, one of the country's leading safari parks in the UK. Okay, they have safaris. West Midlands is one of the country's leading safari parks. How many safaris are there? There are 5 in England. So, to be a leading one, that's top 3. Anyway, this is one of those safaris where there's a road and people drive their own cars. I've only been on the kind where someone drives you. Like there's like a set speed on those. You don't have to decide how long to appreciate the stuff. It's like there's the lion and a man in a hat is driving me away when it's time. Like you just know it's time. I am not an animal person. I think, animals are fine. I think vegans are probably right. And in 40 years, we'll all be eating lab-grown meat. I'll have to explain to my grandkids, yes, it was crazy and horrible that we kept animals in those conditions. You have to understand, though, at the time, it was delicious. Did have a fish in college, like a betta fish. Looks like a goldfish with a bright silk robe on, and it's blue. People would come into my room though on weekends or at night, and they would joke about pouring alcohol in the bowl, and I brought him home. Brought the fish home to keep him safe, and where my dad took care of him until he made him fight another fish and he died. The fish. My dad was big on the idea of college in America. He was an immigrant. And he used to ask me if I had any quote-unquote beer parties. And sure, I went to parties that had beer, but calling it a beer party was very funny to me. And once he was like, "Do you need a bowl for chips?" I don't know why that's funny to me. I've never been to a party where there was a bowl of chips. I was big on the idea of college too. When I moved into the dorm, I was like, I should have a poster on the wall. And I had some posters from when I worked at a movie theater, and they were gonna throw them out, so I would get the posters. And so the first semester of college, I put a poster of American Pie 2 on my wall, which is like, who loves that movie? Like, I didn't. I just had the poster. It was like a movie theater size poster too, so it was like very big. Once a girl I liked, she saw it and she was like, oh, she didn't even ask, she just said it as a fact. "You really like American Pie 2. And I was like, it was okay. I got lost here. It's a fun gag. One of the cars in the safari is an ice cream truck. He's tossing ice cream at an elephant. There's a Noah's Ark here. It's got two animals. Like two lions, two bears on the little ramp. A story, but I don't know what you're supposed to learn. I found him. He's top left, actually, towards the crease. It's behind a hippo.